Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick Groat. Batting third. The right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Stewart. Batting fifth. The catcher, Smokey Burgess. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Dick Schofield. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Joe Christopher. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vinegar Bendmeisel. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Vinegar Bendmeisel. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Al Heist. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting third. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fourth. The right fielder, George Altman. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dick Bertel. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Ed Bauschi. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Glenn Hobby. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Glenn Hobby. And now, play ball. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roberto Clemente batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Groat moves to second. 2 outs. Dick Stewart batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bertel fires to second and picks off Groat for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Heist is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Heist hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Ernie Banks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Banks takes first base on ball 4. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Altman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clemente. Altman reaches second base with a double. There goes Banks trying to get to home. Clemente throws the ball into Mazeroski, who relays the ball to Burgess, who tags Banks, who came all the way from first, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Stewart is called out on strikes. 1 out. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hobby fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Schofield hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Christopher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Santo. The throw from Burgess and he is out, Mazeroski applying the tag. Two outs. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bertel hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hobby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bauschi moves to second. Al Heist batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Heist is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Heist hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-0, Cubs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kindle hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Mazeroski batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Skinner pinch hits for Vinegar Bend Mizell. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Skinner strikes out. Two outs. Bill Verdon batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Verdon is 0-for-1 in the game. Verdon hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Al McBean now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Banks is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Banks hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Burgess settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Altman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Altman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Altman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McBean fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Groat is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Groat hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Cubs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Clemente is 0-for-1 in the game. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Stewart is 0-for-1 in the game. Stewart strikes out. Two outs. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Burgess is 0-for-1 in the game. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hobby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates won. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bertel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bertel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Bauschi is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bauschi strikes out. Burgess drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Bauschi out. Two outs. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Hobby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hobby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hobby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Christopher is 0-for-1 in the game. Christopher strikes out. Two outs. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Mazeroski is 0-for-1 in the game. Mazeroski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Heist batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Heist is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Heist takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-2 in the game. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McBean fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Altman is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Altman hits a line drive into center field. Verdun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Leppert pinch hits for Al McBean. Don Leppert is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Leppert takes first base on ball 4. Harvey Haddix pinch runs for Don Leppert. Bill Verdun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdun is 0-for-2 in the game. Verdun hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bauschi fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Grote is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Grote is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Clem Labine now pitching. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Santo strikes out. Two outs. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bertel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bertel takes first base on ball 4. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bauschi hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bertel moves to third. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hobby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hobby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Clemente is 0-for-2 in the game. Clemente hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Stewart is 0-for-2 in the game. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Smokey Burgess batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Burgess is 0-for-2 in the game. Burgess takes first base on ball 4. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Schofield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Schofield is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Heist batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Heist is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Heist hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Kindle is 0-for-3 in the game. Kindle hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Christopher. Kindle reaches second base with a double. Heist moves to third. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Banks strikes out. 1 out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Altman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Altman is walked intentionally. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Heist tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 5-1, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Santo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Christopher is 0-for-2 in the game. Christopher hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Mazeroski is 0-for-2 in the game. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Rocky Nelson pinch hits for Clem Labine. Rocky Nelson is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Nelson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bausche juggles the ball. That's an error on Bausche. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Verdon is 0-for-3 in the game. Verdon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nelson moves to second. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Grote is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Roy Face now pitching. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Bertel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bertel strikes out. 1 out. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Bauschi is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Bauschi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hobby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hobby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Roberto Clemente batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Clemente is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Clemente hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Stewart is 0-for-3 in the game. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.